Blog Talk Radio.
We got open mic, Inner Sight Live around the world. Welcome. Brought to you by, that is dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. And I apologize, I forgot to mention Joe last night, but he's in our hearts, in our minds, in our love, and certainly in our advocacy. Joe Arion, the former Assistant Director of Inner Sight and the Director of Transportation Advocacy. So we miss him. Great, great guy. All right, open mic where you can talk about anything you want. We can get some, hopefully get some calls in here in a little bit. What a mess in Washington. Oh, man. I'm telling you. You know, the latest, according to NBC, of course, we have no way of knowing if this stuff is really true. We're not there. But we can only go by what's reported, you know. So according to NBC, the business news, CNBC, exactly, the word is that one of the Trump advisors now is saying that you don't need a stimulus to help the economy. So then, in conjunction with that story, the point of mentioning that, so the Democrats now have come forward and started a procedure in the House to give us the original amount, the $1,200 stimulus. So you got these people going back and forth with each other, you know, and then you got Nancy, I call her Parochi, but Nancy respects Speaker of the House. Nancy, who wants to impeach President, because he is insisting upon picking a judge to fill the seat of Ruth Ginsburg. Now, that's the president's job. It's, and one guy got on the news, Wall Street Journal, Freeman, I think his name was, and said that, you know, that the Democrats want to stop the president from doing his job, and it's constitutional that he replace the vacant seat, you know. Otherwise, you don't have a full Supreme Court. Anyway, back and forth in Washington, and in my mind, they should be paying more attention to people who need help, who can't get the help, people losing their jobs. I just heard today that 20% cut on jobs at the major malls here, the Simon-owned malls, because the virus is supposedly hitting some of the malls. So, you know, you don't hear a damn thing about the immune system, how to protect yourself, what to do to build your immune system, you know, things like that. I didn't have confidence in these doctors before. But now, I have even less.
Yeah.
You know, because they aren't doing their job. Mm. You know, they aren't helping people to keep healthy.
Yeah.
And by that I mean the immune system, and you know what to take, what to do, and calling upon people. And we're going to do a show on this on Thursday, I believe. Calling upon people who know and have spent their lives studying and working with the immune system to help people build the immune system. So if you get a virus, hold it. If you get a virus, you can throw it off, you know. Nobody can stop anybody from getting a virus. But the point is to have an immune system that throws it off. Now, what was the question?
It was mostly about, now, I know you've said this in the past, that, you know, what made you transition from going to traditional medicine to, you know, holistic. However, I want to know, is there any doctor that you do trust, aside from Gary? Well, now, Gary Knoll's not a physician. However, Dr. Calliope, he is an MD, but he transitioned to the holistic approach and actually is treating people.
Yeah, I would go to Calliope. I would go to,
right.
I trust Harold, Dr.
Right.
Gurman, too.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because he tells you, don't take that, don't take that. He's honest, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I like people who are honest. I have some physicians, only a handful, that are like that. And they'll tell
yeah.
you straight up just like
yeah.
that. No, I don't want you to do that. I don't want you taking that. I want to approach this slowly. I don't want to do that, you know. And that's basically what they'll say, you know.
Well, they should be bringing in people who have different ways.
Yeah.
You know. Somebody said to me a couple of weeks ago, well, a person goes to the hospital, they have this virus, they have to treat it in a matter of 5 days.
Why?
You know, if they're having trouble breathing and all that, you know. So, and they said that's why they can't use the natural approach. But how many people die the way they're treating it? You know, nobody dies in the hospital from organic medicine, do they?
No.
You never heard of that, did you?
I would say this. I would, okay, if you have somebody on a respirator, why can't you use the organic approach while you're treating somebody for a breathing issue? Why do you have to use an antibiotic? The antibiotic resistance is throughout our bodies. Why can't you try something different? Why can't you try something that's going to help the person and in the same time clear out their breathing? Why can't you do that?
Why can't you even create a respirator that's organic?
I don't know. I don't know. That would be interesting also.
Sure. I mean, Gary Knoll saved his brother from lung cancer. You can't get
yeah.
more serious than that.
Yeah.
You know.
So I don't know what
he knows
that
about
would
breathing.
Entail. I don't know what that would entail, but I'm sure that there would be some doctors who would
yeah,
sign in on that.
Of course you don't know, because they're not doing it.
No, I'm saying I'm sure there would be some physicians who wouldn't mind and would love to sign in on that.
Yeah,
I'm
but
sure
they're not.
It.
They're not letting them. They're not doing
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
That's the damn point here. The
yeah.
politicians and the doctors are the same.
Well, not
when
all
you
the
think
doctors.
About it.
I'll tell you something. It was really
Most
funny.
When I say the doctors, I mean the AMA.
Yeah.
The AMA.
Yeah.
Doctors. The ones that,
yeah.
you know, follow all this regimented stuff.
Approach,
and,
yeah.
And then the other thing that's going on here is many of these people who became ill already had life-threatening
illnesses, yeah.
And have been given drugs for 10,
yeah.
20, 30 years.
Tell me about it.
yeah?
Yeah.
So that contributes highly
you wanna,
to
I'll
know,
tell you, I
virus.
Look back at, you know, my health, okay? And just about only 10 years ago, I realized why I was so much healthier just 10 years ago. And
yeah.
it's my medicine list, period.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
Straight
Put
up.
That stuff in your body and...
Yeah. Because I look like
body
I'm
tries to get rid of it.
At least 10 times more medicine than I ever have. It's like a whole
yeah.
lot more medicine. So I know one thing. I'm going to get off of it. I know it. I'm confident.
Well, you got to get off of it. I hope it's not too late.
No, I don't think it is. You know why? I have a feeling that 90% of this is my liver. I just have that feeling in my gut.
Well, yeah, when you put all that stuff in your body every day,
yeah.
The liver is overwhelmed, overworked.
Yeah.
Liver is the filter of the body.
So is the kidney.
I'm trying to get rid of that stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, Inner Sight, open mic, 213-816-1650. Brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue. .org, and you can dial them up, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Want to adopt an Akita, great, great dog. That's the place to go. Big East, Akita Rescue. All right, all the beautiful children of the world. Avante, Corey, little Tommy, and Ollie, and all the others. Watch over them, take care of them. Those that are out there, all the ones we just mentioned are all deceased. So
yes, they are.
But we still love them.
Yeah.
All right. Go an extra mile for a child. That's the Inner Sight saying, reminding you not to forget that.
That's right.
All right, let's see. Nobody starves on Long Island. My buddy Gary, dog food, cat food, medical for the animals. You give Gary a call, 631-484-3085. I'll give you that number again in a minute. Gary, Nobody Starved on Long Island, the nonprofit survives on donations of dog food, cat food, you know, if you want to donate food to him. He would greatly appreciate that. But you know, call them and find out how that works. 631-484-3085. So check it out. Around the world, James Bahamundi, and I'm not at liberty to discuss the case, but I want to thank the judge. I don't even know his or her name, but I'll find out eventually. I want to thank the judge for not dismissing the case where I was discriminated against by the accessoride. And
yeah,
that's all I'm
going to
say.
That.
But thank you, judge.
Yeah.
A judge that finally did the right thing.
That's right.
All right. Inner Sight, James Bahamundi, 516-783-9662. Civil rights lawyer, and Jimmy's handling the case, so we go forward.
That's great. That's awesome.
All right. Inner Sight, and around the world, open mic. What else we got? We tried to contact Silo. I haven't heard a word. So
far, no. I haven't either.
I don't know what is going on. They used to be a sponsor, but haven't heard a word. I'm sure we'll find out eventually.
Yeah, we will.
Somehow. All right, let's see. How about do the Able News in the meantime?
Yes, okay. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all of the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Also, Able has a subscription. And you could go online for that subscription. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for that free subscription today. And I don't know if I included that personals page. So you could visit that personals page also, and they boast about a free marriage. And back to you, Frank.
All right. Inner Sight, open mic, and If you go to change.org, put in Inner Sight, find our petitions, read them, and sign them. You know, we're going to be doing, I think next week we're going to do a show on how to eliminate the nursing homes and help people at the same time and lower the taxes. People are really paying millions, maybe billions of dollars every year in taxes for nursing homes, and you don't need it. So we got a great idea, and we'll talk about that next week on our show.
Yeah.
All right. Happy Jewish New Year to all our friends.
Yes.
Monday is the end of the Jewish New Year, I believe. So happy to all our friends out there. Let's see. Around the world, Inner Sight, open mic, 213-816-1650. And you don't need a subject matter. You can talk about whatever you want. Just keep it clean. Turn down your radio, television, whatever it is. Computer, you know, whatever you got.
We have Maureen winning.
So we can get a better reception. And if you call in, try to stay off the speakerphone. Usually that gives a better reception.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we have one caller.
Yes, we do.
All right. Inner Sight Live. Who is it, Maureen?
Yes, it is.
Oh, all right. Maureen from Queens.
Okay.
On Inner Sight. Hello, open mic.
Hi, guys. How are you tonight?
Hey, how are you?
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm all right. I got to talk to my mom again today because I actually did the work of the nursing home and got her phone to work, the phone that they used to call, so that's
yay.
Good.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, they tell me, oh, you know, that's what the environmental service has to work on that. Well, they should have called environmental service, but no, I called environmental service, so naturally it got taken care of. So.
Oh, that's crazy.
So, I know. So now my quest is that I find a politician who I'm going to have mandate that every nursing home has a landline phone for each patient, especially in a crisis like this, where we should be able to communicate at any time with our loved ones.
That's right. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well,
I mean,
what the big
enough
fight's going to be over that, right? Who's going to pay for it?
They will. Look, they get plenty of money. Plenty of money.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
So,
What is it going to cost? What is it going to, pennies on the dollar in the grand scheme of things? We're not going to be calling Siberia, for God's sakes.
That's right.
If we are,
exactly.
then you have to start paying for it. Sorry. Seriously.
It's bad enough we can't visit them now, but I mean, you know, to make them feel better and us feel better, to be able to communicate with them, that's something that should be mandatory. You know?
That's right.
So that's my next question. If I have to run for politics myself, I'll get it done.
I told her I'd be running. We'd both be doing lobbying. We'll both be doing.
Yeah. It would be interesting to get into. And Frank, who was the? Did you get the name of who was the Trump person that said about the stimulus? We're not going to get it now and all.
No.
Did you get who it was?
I don't think they gave his name.
No, probably not.
Advisor.
Because probably NBC. Probably NBC is full of its usual fake crap, you know?
You know what? I'm getting all pissed off about every single politician, honestly. Every single one of them. They're all...
Well, you know...
All of them.
I listened to the convention. Mm-hmm. I listened to the convention, and what they did such a job. He's right. They do a job on him, Trump. They really, the media truly, I saw it firsthand, you know. And now the Democrats want to give the $1,200. Well, when he was willing to do that, they should have let him.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, they agree.
You know,
the Republicans, as far as I know, agreed to give more.
Oh.
You know? Why did Pelosi knock it down?
don't know about that.
Because she's not Pelosi, she's Pelousy, remember? She's Pelousy, because she's lousy.
I think you're right about Pelousy.
They want everything done their way, the Democrats. I called her office before in Washington, and I said, you have to stop with the impeachment. I said, look at how well it went at the beginning of the year. All the time and money that was wasted for the American people. You know?
Biden's camp sent me a very insulting email today. You know?
Yeah, wow.
Harris sent it. It was in her name. Saying that, now we have an even bigger job. We have to protect the Supreme Court. The hell you got to protect the disabled and the elderly. The Supreme Court is protected. They got guards around there. They got protected with guns and the federal offices and everything else. What the hell are they talking about?
Yeah, who protects
about?
Us?
Yeah.
Yeah, who protects
protect
us? Nobody.
The Supreme Court. What's the Supreme Court going to do for us? Why don't they straighten out
those,
their country and make everybody equal?
Yeah, those two can never get in. Never. In my eyes, those two can never,
so
ever get in.
It's stupid and ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
We have to protect, now we have to protect the Supreme Court. How about the people?
Yeah.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Those people have more protection than anybody in the Supreme Court.
It has gotten so out of hand and so just not reality anymore, you know? They have to protect the people.
Oh, it's surreal. The whole thing is surreal. I want to wake up tomorrow and go, oh, that was a really bad dream. But it's not. It just keeps going on and on.
Yeah, that was some nightmare. But no, it goes on
and
for reality.
No, it's reality.
Unfortunately. Yeah, unfortunately, you know? But,
Trump wrote a soliloquy dedicated to Ruth Ginsburg. We could find it. I don't know how long it is, but I'd like to hear it if you can read it.
Yeah,
they're saying all these things that he didn't like her and all that. Well, let's see what he says about her.
If I can read it.
Yeah. You know?
No, the media does put out fake stuff. I have encountered it over the past 6 months since I've been home, and I've listened, and I can, and like I say, everything went, during the Republican convention, let's fact check that. You know, I mean, everything was, it's just disgusting, really. It truly, truly was. Oh, and Cuomo, he's putting up a statue to her.
Yeah.
A statue.
Well, that's all right.
So,
but he ought to help us.
Yeah, no. Well, you just have to make sure it's not torn down, though, and beheaded.
Yeah, right. That's the other thing.
Oh, and I heard that when he went to Georgia that time, remember, patting himself on the back and helping the governor or mayor, whoever he saw down there, because, of course, nobody can handle anything without his firsthand knowledge.
Yeah,
he
right.
kissed I forget if it was the governor or the mayor, on both cheeks because he's from New York. And when they said to him, you know, you're not supposed to be doing that, he ignored them. Now,
maybe that's why the virus now is appearing in the malls. He brought it back.
That's right.
How about that?
Now, we can't kiss our mothers. But he can be kissing somebody else during the pandemic, you know? Oh, and another thing somebody brought up, which is a good point also, how do we know 200,000 people died of the COVID? Because at the same time, people were dying of the flu. So how do we know which is which? Were the ones who got the COVID clumped in with the flu?
I am getting
or,
so
you know,
tired of everything, to be honest. COVID, flu, political scene, just absolutely the depressing, just whole outlook on everything. And I know it is our environment and it is the current view that is going on, but what about just the simple things of life? Why don't you just get that going lately?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's right.
Start posting things that are I know.
Yeah,
yeah,
for the
okay.
millions of people that don't have the simple things of life.
Well, nice. Yes, there nice. Is. There is. Okay. There is. Let me explain. Let me redo myself about that. Okay. What I'm trying to say is, the sun, the flowers. You know what I'm saying? The basic.
Right.
You know, beautiful things that explain what life is. You know,
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? These are the things that, you know, that aren't being seen, and
mm-hmm.
they're being overlooked at. You know, they're not. It's not. You know, the smell of things. You know, the taste of things. You know, all this stuff is not there anymore, Frank.
Politicians
People,
don't talk about that.
No, they're not.
Mm-mm.
I never
it's
hear them
being,
talk about that.
No, and it's being overlooked. It's being not even, you know,
mm-hmm.
everything, the world and our environment and our, the way we enjoy it as human beings is being
mm-hmm.
overlooked.
Right.
That's
right.
the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they don't talk about that stuff.
No, they don't.
They're too busy fighting with each other.
That's right.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And we have no way of knowing 200,000 people died of COVID. And we have no idea who died of COVID, who died of the flu, who died of heart attacks or stroke. Oh, they were all clumped together there for a while.
Honestly,
they were too
honestly,
much.
I don't care anymore.
Yeah,
I
and
care,
we have.
But I don't care. I care because I say, oh, my God, I'm so sad that happened. But in the second part, I don't want to know anymore. I don't. I need
well,
to heal. I need to heal.
We have. Many more people than other countries also. But when you think about it, 200,000 in a country of 300 million something,
yeah,
that's not all that. I mean, it's horrible, and it is a lot. But, you know, and like I said, we don't know they all died of this virus either, you know?
I bet you most of those people were given drugs by doctors. Drugs that didn't help them.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's another thing, too, you know, you got to watch out for, because you just don't know anymore. You just really, truly don't know the truth from, you know, non-truth. So it's
what
a very sad
the
time we live in.
About Ruth Bader Ginsburg today?
What did you say, Suzanne?
When was that soliloquy? Today?
Yeah,
when
yeah.
Was what today?
I got the email today. Yeah, he. I don't think I'm calling it that. He probably called it another word.
Probably a speech, correct?
A dedication to her. You know
mm-hmm.
what he?
Mm-hmm.
I'm supposing what he thought of her and what she stood for and all that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Right.
You hear all these people saying that. Yeah, he wants to put somebody else in there who, according to them, may not help people the way they feel people should be helped.
Hmm.
But what did he think of her? What did he say about her?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they seem to put the guy down all the time.
Mm.
No,
when somebody
yeah.
does that, it makes me suspicious.
Mm. And how was her impeachment.
They're always putting the president down. You ever notice that?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And a
yes,
lot of people
absolutely.
Are confused. Now you got Romney, who a couple of weeks ago, a few months ago, supported the impeachment. Now you got Romney supporting the president on his new appointment to the Supreme Court. You know, these
mm-hmm.
people are too confused. That's why you can't believe half this crap that's coming down out of
mm-hmm.
Washington.
Yeah.
You
mm-hmm.
cannot believe it. It changes daily.
Right.
It does
right.
change daily.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a contradiction right there.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to get rid of Trump, and now he's backing him for this nomination to the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Now, am I crazy,
yep.
or didn't he want to get rid of Trump?
Yeah, he did.
He did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
But nobody
you know,
talks about these
me
things.
About
I don't hear people
both
talk
sides.
About these things.
That's why
mm-mm.
I'm not happy about voting for neither, honestly. I'm not happy about voting for neither.
You got Biden, who's more interested in protecting the Supreme Court than the people.
Yes, I agree. I think you're right about that, too. I think I don't like Biden, and I don't feel 1,000% confident
about... I mean, what the hell are we
going to
do? Give me a gun and a helmet, and I'll stand in front of the Supreme Court. What about the average person who has to walk down the damn street? Met a blind woman here in town a couple of months ago, walking with a cane in the street. Couldn't even read the damn light. She almost got killed a couple of times, she told me.
Yeah.
What about her?
Mm-hmm.
Who the hell's going to protect her?
Break
the Supreme Court.
Who's going to protect me, crossing the street, too, right in this area?
You know?
This is the stupidest thing I've heard. One side of the street, Frank, okay, doesn't have the accessible pedestrian signal, but the other side does. Because one side is the town, and one side is the state. Go figure that one out.
If Biden gets in, he's going to fix that.
Yeah,
but he doesn't know if he's coming or going, so now he's going to fix the one way street going one way and one going the other.
That means that's like you'll never get diarrhea again.
Yeah, right. So I went
the wrong
to the,
damn thing.
I went to the town.
Sure get
I went to the town, and I said, "Do you believe this?" And I told the guy, and he said to me, "Oh, great! I have the engineer in. I'll talk to him." I said, "Well, how's that going to help?" I want it fixed. You have the accessible pedestrian signal there, but it's not talking. It's not saying the name of the street. Yeah, name of the street. The what? It doesn't do anything. It just is there, which is worse.
No enforcement. They appease you. They didn't do a damn thing.
No, they didn't.
Do a damn thing.
It's really
and beware
so
for the ones that are too nice. That's the worst. That's the worst.
So then he said to me, "Yeah, I'm gonna definitely look into this. This is not right." I'm like, "Okay."
Look into it. So as soon as they say
we'll see how long it takes to look into it.
Yeah, right. He goes, "Call me back and blah 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 blah." I said, "Okay,
18
I'll,
years.
I'll hold you to that." No, I said, "I'll hold you to that, or I'll come and visit you. I'll keep coming to visit you." He actually put in something for my friend who is down the block, a few things for my friend down the block, and I actually saw some new ramps, so I know he's a man of his word for that. No, recently, I asked him to put in a couple of new things, new ramps, so he did do that, so I got to say that he did do it, so I got to...
Where's the rest of it?
Oh, yeah. I'm waiting on that, on the accessible pedestrian signals. So I
you know
what
my grandpa would say, right?
Half-ass.
That's a half-ass job.
No, the thing he's got to wait for is the state on the lights. That's the problem.
Yeah. You don't have to wait. He's got the money. Go and put the damn thing up. Call the news media and say, "We're not waiting anymore. This is dangerous."
Yeah, and then charge.
And
let the state
look like an ass and come along and take it down.
Yeah.
That's how I would do it.
Oh, I know.
Let them look like an ass. Oh, we got to take. We're taking this down. You know. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
But he's not going to do that. You know why? Because he gets money from the freaking state.
No, he says that they're short on money. The budget's low.
That's another reason he's not going to do it. They'll take more money away from him.
They did.
Mm-hmm.
They did already.
So then why doesn't he go to the non-profits and start raising the damn money? Start with us.
I don't know if he has already.
These people are full of crap. Let me tell you something. They don't want to do it. Call in a site. We'll go over there. We'll have a news conference. We'll raise the damn money and get a couple of other agencies involved.
Yeah, you got to do that.
They're all full of crap.
They gotta do it. I don't know. Maybe I'll talk to them. Who knows? Maybe we can. I don't know.
Well, my friend Cindy,
you
got to
send
you know,
Biden $25 or he's going to die.
Let his friend Bloomberg send him $25.
He sent
him
whole speech on the email. Then at the end of the speech, he says, "And I hate to ask you for $25."
Oh,
but I
no.
will
what,
anyway.
What, I said, "Woody, Woody, you down and out? Are you homeless?" Oh, I'm.
You know,
Bloomberg. By the way, this coming Friday, we're going to roast Biden.
Oh, that'd be fun.
On the Follies. Yeah, we got Jimmy Stewart already, George Burns, and Jack.
Can we roast all of them?
Jack Bank.
All of them.
Well, one at a time. Next week we'll roast
Snoopy's
Trump.
Snoopy's running for politics, you know.
Who?
Who?
Snoopy. He's running
Snoopy.
For president. You didn't know?
No.
Yeah,
we're
going to
roast Biden, and then the following week we'll roast
Trump. I got you laughing because she knows what I'm going to be writing in for president. I'm writing in.
The big debate's coming up on the 29th.
Snoopy and the old peanut gang.
Be a regular riot. All right, in sight. Maureen, what's going on? Anything else?
No, I called my friends at dear old Sydney, the Center for Independent Disabled New Yorkers, because a week ago today I got a call from that lady, you know, for the Olmsted program for my mom to get out. And I haven't been able to get in touch with her in the whole week. The head of, well, the one in charge of Sydney, she gave me a number. All it says when I call is, please leave a message. It doesn't say anyone's name, anyone's number. It just says, please leave a message. So I checked the number. It's what she gave me. I called the other Sydney's own number, the whole Sydney, for Olmsted.
Well, maybe she's on vacation.
That woman,
who knows?
No, that woman never heard of her, so I don't know. I don't know.
No.
Maybe what?
That's even worse.
What a system
I know.
Yeah, I know. What a system is right.
So I think they're being their
President
own
Trump.
Sydney self. Sorry, guys, what?
President Trump.
What'd you say?
He said, what a system.
Yeah, President Trump, what a system we got. You like it? Sure you like it. You're rich. You don't need it.
Don't need
it.
I mean,
in a sight.
I'm sorry.
It's like she fell off the face of the earth, this woman. I have no idea what happened to her. So,
I'm sorry to laugh, but that's just so happens to be our lives as disabled people.
Oh, yeah.
Well, call that lady we spoke
to
at the nursing home, that administrator, and tell her you got a place for your mom, and how soon can you get her out of there, and let them do it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
huh? That's what you
get
should
her
do.
Name again.
Let them call
okay,
these people.
Right.
Yeah,
let the damn
social
worker do something.
Mm. I know, this is just ridiculous, really, truly,
yeah,
you know?
That's
it really
what I would
is.
Do.
Waiting
I
for them to do anything. Mm-hmm. Well,
know,
thanks,
get her
guys.
In there, get her in there with you. Get her out of there.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And then we can work better, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Yeah. Yeah, because this is just horrible. And these agencies do nothing. I mean, they have you in the wrong program,
worse.
Then they disappear. Yeah.
Oh, that's true, too.
Yeah.
All right. Inner sight.
Okay.
Open mic.
Take care, honey.
Okay.
Thank you, Maureen.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Thanks,
okay, good night. Night.
Okay, good night, sweetheart.
Next
night.
Month, television Long Island, 7:30. Thursday next month, starting October. All right, Manhattan Neighborhood Network stays the same, 11 o'clock, 1997. Channel 3 on the Spirit, 11 o'clock, Wednesday night. So Wednesday and Thursday night, you got Inner Sight. All right, we're here every night, 8 to 9, Inner Sight Freedom Show. And this is open mic. If you want to call in, 213-816-1650. And I just hope that somebody steps up, preferably Mr. Trump, and straightens out this mess with this stimulus money, because people need help.
Yeah, they certainly
you know,
do.
They want to boost the economy. People got to have money to do that. Nobody's going to do it without money.
Yeah. I agree.
So we'll have to see what happens and what craziness will take place tomorrow in Washington.
Oh, jeez.
You know?
It is crazy. You got to admit, I never heard anything like this BS in my life. Really?
Yeah, I mean, I don't recall any presidential election carrying on like this one.
No, really, I haven't either.
You know, I've lived through quite a few of them.
No, I never in my life, never.
You know, and nothing like this.
Me neither. I mean,
you know,
for real.
One accusing the other and coming back and then changing your mind and, I support this guy, now I don't like him, you know?
No, I think they all have gone insane. For real.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just lack of a better term for it. I mean,
I wonder if they have a psychiatrist in Washington for the political stupefied.
I think you nailed it on the head, because that's what they are. They've
now there's a need right there.
Yeah.
You know.
Be the profession that, you know, be the psychiatrist.
To step in, you know, and he would need a beautiful couch, otherwise Parochi wouldn't go to him.
Yeah, that's right.
You know. And just, you know, relax on the couch. Half of them would probably fall asleep anyway.
Yeah. And then wake them up and say, okay, that would
wake
be $125.
And if they don't wake
please,
up,
that's a discount.
Yeah. Yeah. If they don't wake up, you use the old cowboy way. Bucket of water.
Yeah, that'd be nice. That'd be fun.
Yeah,
I'd enjoy that.
Because something's got to wake these people up.
Oh, that would be fun, you know.
I mean, you know, what are they doing?
I don't know. Good question.
Everybody knows that Mr. Trump wants to be reelected. Why does he have to spend any more money for that?
I don't know.
Well, what is Biden going to do with all the money that he raised?
All of them. Every single one of them.
You know?
I actually am, I don't know what I'm going to do when I vote. I might just go eeny, meeny, no.
You know what they ought to do? They ought to change the way this thing is conducted. If a person raises all that money, half of that money should be used to demonstrate what you're going to do for people.
That's
when
fair.
You become president, you know?
Yeah.
Show it with the money.
I
mean, you know, toward the most disadvantaged people, elderly and the disabled, you know?
Yeah, well, I'd say
this
that
is what I'm
going to
do. Look, I'm doing it now.
Yeah.
The only thing that's going to stop me is if Congress doesn't let me, and then I'll try to pass an executive order.
That's fair.
That's how a person, to me, should become president. Demonstrate now. Look at all the money that could help people right now.
You know, you would get, if you did that, if anybody who wanted to be president did that, would immediately get votes. Immediately.
Of course.
But they're not doing that.
Of course you would.
They're not thinking it that way.
No, we want to show, we haven't heard from this Republican guy who wants to take King's seat. I'm still waiting to hear from him. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to call him again. But we want to show them how you can get votes.
They just don't want it.
And reduce the taxes and help people. Even get rid of the nursing homes. With our idea. If you got a couple of rich companies in this country that likes our idea, you realize we can get rid of these nursing homes?
And you know what? It's not meaning that you want to get rid of nursing homes and tell these owners, you know, get the heck out of here. No, they could reestablish their business in a different manner.
Sure.
Doesn't mean you have to just tell them, oh, yeah, you now are out of business. No.
No, they can join us. They can fundraise.
Right.
That's right.
Or even employ the people who go to the homes of these, you know, of these elderly people. Because many of them will know these elderly people and have established a relationship with these elderly people.
Well, it has to be a volunteer system.
It will be.
No big salaries, no...
That's right.
You know.
Well, people will have to know
it's
that.
It's
got
to be a fund.
Right.
Established.
Of course,
you know?
We have no choice. Well, part of it we're going to have where it is established by the government itself, because we have half of it with that, and then the other half we're going to use by, you know, what we talked about, the volunteer.
The government, if we can't raise it all privately, the government should put up half.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's a far fetch from what they're spending now.
Heck yeah.
Because we're not talking about the salaries and you know, for a lot of people, and we're talking
but
about
I'm
a volunteer thing.
If we just did it with all private, you know, funding, meaning like private nonprofit,
yeah, if you
we probably
get
could
that.
Get it.
Sure.
All of it. Every single bit of it.
If you could get a Walmart to sponsor this thing, you'd have it.
Yeah, you would.
You'd have it because they would get a write-off. They would love it.
Yeah.
And what? And look what it would do for their image.
Yeah.
You know? That they're helping all these people.
Yeah.
The people who shop there. You know? They would gain more customers from it.
Yeah.
So, there you have it, folks.
Yeah.
We'll elaborate more over next week, but... open mic, 213-816-1650. Let's see, tomorrow night's show, presidential candidates don't address all Americans.
That's true.
Including Mr. Trump.
Yeah,
they're not addressing
true.
Us.
No, they haven't.
You know, when they talk.
Nope.
And we'll go into that tomorrow night, why we say that.
Yeah. Because we've already talked
to most people, but they're not
times.
Talking to the millions of us who are left out.
That's right.
All right, let's see. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Thursday's show is what? On the...
hold on.
Is that the nursing home show? I forget.
Hold on. All right, so first... doctors should be fighting for a choice.
Oh, all right. That's Thursday's show.
Right.
And tomorrow night, the candidate should address all Americans.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Those are the two shows for this week. Next week, we're going to do the nursing home thing. And maybe if we're lucky, we'll have that petition fixed up by that time.
Yeah.
We can put it out there.
If we can get it to accept pictures, that would be nice.
Well, if not, we'll do it without pictures.
Yeah.
You know?
That won't be good, though.
Why not? Put a comment on there.
No.
I mean,
I'll try it. My hardest.
Does it allow
Even
you to
I
do pictures?
If I have to recreate the petition again, I will.
Well, you got to find out if it allows you to do pictures.
It does, yes.
Oh, all right. There's got to be a way to do
it. It's just for some bizarre reason, it's not accepting the picture.
Well, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic. Friday, we're going to have some fun here on the Follies. Is Louie on the line?
No, I don't see him. Let me look. Again, hold on.
He usually calls in.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is now.
How did I know that? Do I know this show or what? All right, Louis
okay.
Rivera, Inner Sight Live.
And here
and
it is.
Let's get Louie in here to talk about the Follies.
Yep.
Hello.
Hello, Frank Perino.
Hey, there he is.
Hey,
the star of our show, Lulu.
Yes, me.
Yeah. So what are you going to do on Friday? You're going to make everybody crack up and crack the funny bone and all that?
You're
going to
crack my funny bone on Friday, Louie?
Yeah, you bet I do.
You always do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I spoke to you on last week, Frank, on the phone. I didn't call you last week because you guys are relaxing on vacation at home. And
yeah.
You told me last week. Listen to this. And next Friday, Louie Rivera on the Follies on Friday night.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have some fun.
Yeah.
And at,
you
what's
know.
Your new time on the public access?
Oh, starting next month, October, Halloween month, next month, Thursday night, 7:30.
Yeah, 1 week
Thursday
from
7:30.
1 week from Thursday.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tomorrow you is tomorrow at at 8:30.
It's about a month away from Halloween right now.
Yeah, can you believe that?
Yeah. Hello, Suzanne.
Hi, Lou. How you doing?
Hello. This is me, Louie Rivera.
Yeah, I know. How you
doing?
Yeah,
we got you. Louie Rivera.
What do you say if you went for Friday?
What's that?
What?
Want me to say a few words for Friday in the Psych Follies?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Louie Rivera. Make sure you tune on Friday at 8 o'clock, 8 to 9 on Blog Talk Radio, The Follies, starring Frank Perino and Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero. We're going to have a lot of fun. They're going to do Sanford and Son, The Honeymooners, Lauren Hardy, Pat Cooper, who I always say, Pat Cooper, I said. And, what's that? I remember.
Louis going to do the invisible Mexican hat dance.
Yeah, he could do that. That'd be cool.
Yeah. I know.
Woo!
All right. And da 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 da.
Tune in Friday, folks.
That's right.
What's that song from The Friendly Philosopher?
Oh, yeah.
The Table Friendly Philosopher.
Yeah. I got it right.
I keep falling on my head, that one. Still let me sing it.
Yeah. I got to learn the words and lyrics first.
All right.
What, the raindrops keep falling on my head?
Hey, no, I'm making it a joke.
Mary
raindrops keep falling on my love drops.
Yeah. Oh.
You melt the love drop.
Oh.
All right. We'll have a lot of fun on Friday with Louie and the gang.
Yeah.
And if we're lucky, maybe we'll get Louie to do some imitations, you know.
I could go there, something like that, you know.
Yeah.
I'll do baseball. I'll do Phil Rizzuto.
Phil Rizzuto?
Can you do the scooter?
Hello, Yankees fan. Run Phil Rizzuto. We're here. We're on the booth with Tom Seaver and my man Howard Cosell on the radio talking about baseball here.
It's pretty good, Lou.
He does it not so bad there, Lou.
Late Rizzuto.
Yeah, you did it pretty good, Lou.
I could try that on bollocks.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I love you, and I'll call you on Friday.
All right, Lou.
All right, we love you, too.
Take care, right?
Love you.
That should be.
We love you, too, Lou.
gave me a good idea for a skit. He'll do Rizzuto, I'll be Cosell.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Why do they call you the scooter?
Yeah.
Do you come to work riding a scooter or a car?
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
He is funny.
All right, in a sight, open mic, 213-816-1650. And I want to thank all our friends and all the people who listen. We got a tally. Give me a tally.
Oh, a tally? A quick tally?
Tally.
Okay.
Tally-wally.
Tally-wally? Okay, hang on.
Tally-waggy.
Tally-waggy? What the heck is that?
That's my dog's tail.
Tally-waggy.
Curly tail.
Girl, all right, hang on.
Give me a tally.
Getting to the board. Okay, 97,935.
Wow, we're almost at 98,000.
Yes, sir.
65 more to go. I want 98,000 by tomorrow night.
Ah, yeah, I think we could do it.
All right, 65 people. Turn us on.
Yeah.
Listen, don't forget Friday we're going to roast Joe Biden. So we have a whole slew of late stars, including George Burns, Jack Benny, Jimmy Stewart. Oh, and I just heard from Jimmy Cagney. He'll be here, too. So it should be very interesting.
Yes, it should be.
By the way, this coming up in Cleveland, Ohio. Yeah, Cleveland, Ohio. September 28th.
Yes.
29th. September 29th. The debate between Mr. Trump and Mr. Biden.
Oh.
Now, this ought to be very interesting. Yeah.
That'd be great.
Jimmy Stewart has some advice for Joe on the debate. Jimmy, can you? Now listen, Joe. Now listen, when you go to the debate, just sit there and don't say anything. See, you want to look very majestic. What's that mean, majestic? Well, it means you look like a damn animal.
Oh, yeah.
You'll get plenty of votes from the animal rights people, and if you're lucky, your mother might vote for you.
Oh. You're so fresh.
That's the advice. Thank you, Jimmy, from Jimmy Stewart.
You're fresh.
Oh, man. Oh, we're going to roast Joe Friday night. I got to try to find out some information about him.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
You know.
I know who could help you with that.
Huh?
I know who could help you with that.
Who?
A friend.
Oh, I don't know. But anyway, Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. We'll see you tomorrow night, 8 to 9, talking about how they don't address us, all the Americans.
Equally.
People who want to be president. Yeah, we're going to talk about that tomorrow night. All right, Suzanne, co-host and engineer, all our callers and the 97,000... 935, we thank you so much. Keep it going, man. Keep it going. We got a shot at 100,000 by Thanksgiving.
Yes,
that's
you
my
should.
Goal.
Oh, that's
all right, Inner Sight means freedom. 631-224-3090. Phone number. Thank you so much. Be well. Don't forget oil of oregano. Apple cider vinegar, good immune stuff. Vitamin C, get the sun. Talk to the flowers.
Yes,
the flowers will help you.
Give you oxygen.
Oxygen. All right. Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Thank you. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight.
Good night, everyone.